This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The Dallas Stars playoff run comes to an end with a 6-3 loss to the Oilers in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Already down 2-0 in the first, the Stars pulled goalie Jake Oettinger. That didn't help.
Now it's Skinner, and he scores! Oh, my goodness. Jeff Skinner.
Now the Stars did fight back.
Smith in there. Robertson scores. Desperately needed. For the Dallas Stars, they take advantage of a turnover and get on the board.
First of two goals for Jason Robertson, but the Stars could never even get it tied. Robertson was surprised by the awful start.
I thought we were going to be on our toes today. Just get the first goal immediately. Couldn't stop the bleeding for the next, whatever, 8 minutes. Felt like that the whole series, you know. They get the first couple each period, and then you're chasing it and chasing it. But we fought back to make it interesting.
The Stars fall in the West Final for the third straight year.
A Dallas police officer loses his job after being arrested for DWI.
The police chief has terminated Sergeant Matthew Terry. He was arrested by the DPS on May 2nd on a charge of driving while intoxicated with a child passenger. A statement from the Dallas Police Department also says he was found to have been untruthful to a supervisor. The department has also announced that two civilian employees have been dismissed. One worked as a research specialist in the operational technology unit. The other was a supervisor in the records unit. Police say both women were accused of unlawful food stamp use over $200, but they did not indicate those cases were connected. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington police searching for the killer who left two men to die in an apartment parking lot last night. Officers found the victims near a unit at the Paddock on Park Row. That's an apartment community near Cooper. The victims were badly wounded and died at the hospital. Now at the scene, police spoke to potential witnesses and gathered evidence, including more than two dozen spent shell casings littering the parking lot. The gunman got away. Police don't know who it was or why they did it.
Cops are on the lookout for the Texas inmate who escaped from a psychiatric hospital in Austin Wednesday. MacArthur Mathis escaped from Cross Creek Psychiatric and Addiction Hospital by kicking open a back door and jumping over a 6-foot fence. Mathis is a registered sex offender who's awaiting trial on multiple felony charges. You can see his picture on KRLD.com.
Dallas County is reporting its first positive test for West Nile virus, showing up in samples taken in Richardson, Rowlett, and Irving.
In most, West Nile causes flu-like symptoms, but three people died from it in Dallas County last year. Orkin entomologist Frank Meek says now's the time to get rid of standing water, even small areas of water.
Picture the plastic cap on a soda pop bottle or a water bottle. They can actually breed in something that small.
And that's not all.
Trim shrubs away from structures, because that removes resting places for mosquitoes where they just sit while they're not flying around.
Meek says you'll never eliminate all mosquitoes, but if you reduce their breeding area, you can control them. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 K.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Cops are on the lookout for a Texas inmate who escaped from a psychiatric hospital in Austin Wednesday. A dude named MacArthur Mathis is a registered sex offender. He's awaiting trial on multiple violent felonies. You can see his picture in this story now. at KRLD.com. Downtown Dallas's iconic Clyde Warren Park is hosting its first ticketed music festival this weekend to raise funds for the park's upkeep. The Cover to Cover Music Fest is tomorrow from 1 p.m. until about sunset. Breaking news, President Trump just moments ago on Truth Social says China has totally violated its agreement with us with regards to trade. In an apparent breakdown of a trade deal, Trump says, so much for being Mr. Nice Guy. U.S. stock market futures fall sharply upon this news.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's all the news, none of the nonsense. 20 minutes, no interruptions. Our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. This portion brought to you by the on-time experts. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show now, 722.
It is 22 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The legislative session is due to conclude on Monday, but could it go into overtime?
A number of high-profile bills failed to get enough support this session, leading some to believe there will be a special session called by the governor.
And right now it's a question of whether or not he will call one of these special sessions.
Ashley Lienertz is with Texas Right to Life. They want a special session to pass the Woman and Child Protection Act. It seeks to criminalize the mailing of abortion pills to Texas mothers. Another big item that could come up in a special session is bail reform. A bill that sought to deny bail to illegal immigrants who commit crimes fell short. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, some North Texans don't seem to be too thrilled about a possible new law to make THC illegal in Texas.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pushed the bill through both houses, saying he's concerned about minors getting their hands on THC-infused products. But some Texans say THC is no more dangerous than alcohol or nicotine.
It has not been in regular use recreationally long enough for us to have enough evidence to gauge its long-term effects. However, when you compare it to things like alcohol and nicotine, there is ample evidence that those things cause horrible health problems. Yeah,
that man made those comments on the mid-morning mic check. This man says he wishes state lawmakers would tax it and regulate it, but not ban it.
They want to talk about adults. Let's be adults.
No word yet on if the governor will sign the bill. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And you can hear the mid-morning mic check every weekday, 10 a.m. to noon on KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates, and we're following breaking market news this morning as the president comes out swinging against China. Here's David Johnson.
Yeah, back to the news cycle again. We were rocking along. It looked like we were going to hold on to a pretty decent gain for this short week, and indeed for the month. And then some Truth Social comments came out. They're very lengthy, but the bottom line is, quote, China, perhaps not surprisingly to some, has totally violated its agreement with us, so much for being Mr. Nice Guy. Now, this also follows on an interview that was given by the Secretary of Treasury overnight, the adult in the room, who said that talks with China were a bit stalled and needed perhaps Trump and Xi to get together and talk, which he thought probably would happen. But this throws a monkey wrench in it. I looked up and suddenly the Dow futures, which were flat, were down about 250 points. We're sort of coming back right now, but still the Dow looks down 174, the NASDAQ down 122, the S&P averaged down 32 points as we try to gauge exactly what this means. Now, the other, thing that's exacerbating this, I guess you guys have all now picked up on the taco comment that the marketplace has been poking around. Well,
that
we've been using that
comment.
Yeah, exactly. and that's the Trump always chickens out. And it's a trade. And what you do is when you announce one of these things like this, you go in and you buy the market knowing that he's got to chicken out, that he's got to reverse or declare victory or whatever. Then the market goes back up and you sell again. This is something traders do. Well, it's one thing for this to be sort of whispered around on Wall Street, but another thing for a reporter sitting in the Oval Office to throw it out to the president, who didn't take kindly to that, not surprisingly. So we'll see if he tries to prove a point. It's going to be an interesting day. We thought we knew what the major deal was going to be, and it's going to come out in a few minutes. We've got personal income and spending numbers, and then the all-important inflation gauge that the Fed watches, the PCE. We'll still watch it for you, but for right now, I think we got to watch Truth Social. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And, you know, as goes human nature, but President Trump reacted badly to being asked about the taco comment, and that is the blood in the water that his opponents needed, and now everybody is picking up on the whole taco thing. Certainly his opponents are. 726 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And also this morning, AT&T Stadium has the Cowboys professional bull riding, and next year, the World Cup's coming to town. This weekend, though the contest isn't on the field, it's in the kitchen.
Culinary students from six districts across the area are competing in the Taste of Cowboys Youth Challenge. I talked to some students from Mansfield ISD who say they're using food often donated to food banks to create a three-course tailgating menu.
Build a relationship with everybody. Everything that we've done has helped us progress. We've all learned new techniques and skills.
Turn them into a good meal that we could get for cheap or somebody could cook at home for cheap.
Their instructor, David Robertson, says these students from different backgrounds all came together to come up with their entry.
There's a lot of different flavor profiles going into this. I mean, it's impressive. They were able to blend their cultures into it, things that they like, which impressed me.
But he didn't want to spoil what they're cooking until the contest this weekend. In Mansfield, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas teachers will be able to use harsher punishments to discipline disruptive students under a bill that's made it to the governor's desk. It was pushed by State Representative Jeff Leach, who says the goal is to stem student violence that skyrocketed after COVID.
These are ranging from repeated student misconduct and perpetual classroom disruptions to more serious offenses.
The bill extends the length of in-school suspensions and allows schools to use out-of-school suspensions starting in kindergarten. The governor signaled he'll sign it, saying it's, quote, common sense.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.